Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Isdell Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, a great nation, particularly for Republicans this Monday, maybe this whole week, who knows? Why such a great time for Republicans? Well, first of all, Joe Manchin, who really is the unacknowledged leader of the Senate right now, has made a series of decisions that basically turn back, block, cancel, end any chance of some of the most dangerous elements of the Biden agenda from ever being enacted. And why did he do it? We will get to that. We'll cover it. We'll also cover a massive new analysis in the New York Times about why major Democratic political consultants and analysts believe the Democratic Party is in big trouble in 2022 and perhaps in 2024. Speaking of 2024, President Trump gave a speech in which he surprised everybody by demanding reparations. No, really. The whole theme of his speech. Reparations for slavery? No, it's for something else a little bit more recent. We will get to that. We will also get to a terrific piece arguing that all the issues right now should work in a Republican direction. And one of those issues that should work in a Republican direction would be the issue of wokeness. The issue of crazy, extreme left people who were honored and promoted and basically given credibility when they have no credibility, like the truly crazy psychiatrist. I mean, and I'm using that term perhaps clinically, a mad psychiatrist who just gave a presentation at Yale. Actually, she gave the presentation back in April, but a tape has become aware of it. And this Cornell-trained shrink basically is saying that she fantasizes all the time about blowing the brains out of the skulls of white people. And she herself, by the way, let's make clear, she's not black, she's not Latina. I believe that she's Indian American, and her name is a doctor, and she has both an MD and an MA. She's described as a forensic psychiatrist and psychoanalyst. That's Dr. Aruna Kilanani. And delivered this basic presentation for the Child Study Center Grand Rounds. And the title of her presentation was The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind. And here's the learning objectives that she lists when she's about to give some of this talk, which we'll play you a little bit of. The learning objectives are set up white people's absence of empathy towards black rage as a problem. Number two, understand how racism is part of the mind. That white mind that arose during colonialism with a series of lies around violence. And number three, understand how white people are psychologically dependent on black rage. Provocative? The list here is needs assessment. Everyone is talking about race right now. Well, that's true. Especially white people. And yet white people seem to be losing it. The number of Karen and it's my right not to wear a mask videos are exploding. How do we understand this psychologically? This is clearly a very, very scientific investigation. Now, part of what you're going to hear, and I'm glad that somebody taped it and recorded it because it's getting the attention it deserves. Part of what Dr. Aruna Kilanani had to say was, this is the cost of talking to white people at all, the cost of your own life as they suck you dry. There are no good apples out there. White people make my blood boil. And then she went on to say, I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body, and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless with a bounce in my step, like I did the world a effing favor. White people are out of their minds. They've been out of their minds for a long time. Then she goes on and she says, they are confused. We keep forgetting that directly talking about race is a waste of our breath. We are asking a demented, violent predator who thinks that they are a saint or a superhero to accept responsibility. It ain't going to happen. They have five holes in their brain. It's like banging your head against a brick wall. It's just like sort of not like a good idea. Good idea, but really, really eloquent and impassioned rhetoric. Here is what Dr. Kilanani sounded like during her presentation in April. This would be clip three.
White people make my blood boil. I have fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body, and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless. With a bounce in my step, like I did the world a favor.
Okay, again, what she's saying is, I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away relatively guiltless with a bounce in my step. A bounce in her step? That's a touch of psychiatric depth, isn't it? She then goes on to say, and this would be the next clip, the next thing she says that I think is worth recording is she says, we need to remember that directly talking about race to white people is useless because they are at the wrong level of conversation. Addressing racism assumes that white people can see and process what they're talking about. They can't. That's why they sound demented. They don't even know they have a mask on. White people think it's their actual face. We need to get to know the mask. All of this, very profound. Look, very good news. Professor Nicholas Christakis, who is a Sterling professor at Yale, which is the highest rank of endowed professor you can be at Yale, and he is a former master. They used to have that. They used to, until like a year ago, they called the heads of Yale's residential colleges were known as masters. But, of course, that's not allowed anymore. It's now head. He was the head of one of the residential colleges at Yale. He, at least, has spoken out against this nonsense. And the basic point that everybody needs to make is, to do what people really must do is, when somebody is attacking white people as a group, ask yourself the question, what would the response be if you substituted the word black for the word white? If, for instance, a psychiatrist made a presentation saying, this is the cost of talking to black people at all, the cost of your own life as they suck you dry, there are no good apples out there. Or if somebody said, I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any black person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands. Can you imagine? Do you think that that would be honored by a university like Yale? I think it's highly unlikely. There is a new response from the university. Since all of this exploded, it was covered in the New York Times, not just the New York Post. And it's important that it be covered, because if this kind of crap is taken seriously, and in fact promoted at a prestigious university, it's very bad news for America. We'll get to the Yale response coming right up. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
MedVed Show, all credit to Barry Weiss, who is a former staff member at the New York Times. She resigned from the New York Times because of their bias. She helped to call this case of Dr. Aruna Kilanani to the attention of everybody. And let me say, to be very clear about this, and it's not just because I'm trying to defend Yale because of my own ties to the university, but this woman who delivered these remarks is not any kind of faculty member, even a guest lecturer at Yale. The Yale response, the formal response, and I'll share it with you, and it came after this entire tape was made available, after her remarks were publicized, and it is shocking. She also gave an interview, lengthy interview, with a journalist named Katie Herzog, who works with Barry Weiss, who was just asking her some of the same questions that I was asking you about what people would say if they would be concerned if you simply substituted the term white or black for the term white, which she's talking about. I mean, one of the things that's so shocking about this is the presentation for the Child Studies Center Grand Rounds of the Yale School of Medicine's Department of Child Studies Center. The title of the presentation is The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind. Now, not only does that imply that there is a psychopathic problem of the white mind, it implies that there is such a thing as a white mind. If you're a trained psychiatrist, and apparently she is, or she's supposed to be, you don't believe or buy the idea that there is such a thing as a white mind or a black mind or an Indian mind. I mean, come on. Where do you see that if you do a pathology examination of somebody's brain? Does it look different if it's a white brain or a black brain? Actually, it doesn't. And this idea is so obnoxious and so over the top. What I think is striking to me is the response from Yale focuses on the fact that in the interview and in the presentation, she uses the F word a lot, which you also wouldn't think a distinguished medical professional would do. She is not affiliated with any university. She is a PhD or she's an MD in private practice. I'm sure this entire episode is going to do wonders for her practice. Wouldn't you want to send somebody to work out some of their aggression and some of their difficulties and some of their emotional challenges with somebody like Dr. Kilanani? Okay, here's what Yale said. Yale said, in April, a speaker who is not affiliated with Yale gave a Child Studies Center Grand Rounds talk with a provocative title, The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind. It is not a provocative title. It's a totally unacceptable title. It should be. After the event, several faculty members expressed concern to the Yale School of Medicine's Office of Academic and Professional Development and the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion about the content of the talk. Based on these concerns, School of Medicine leaders, including Dean Brown and Deputy Dean Lattimore, in consultation with the chair of the Child Studies Center, reviewed a recording of the talk and found the tone and content antithetical to the values of the school. Well, good. Because grand rounds are typically posted online after the event, and in consideration of Yale's commitment to the right of free expression, school leaders further reviewed the report of the Committee on Freedom of Expression at Yale. In deciding whether to post the video, we weighed our grave concern about the extreme hostility, imagery of violence, and profanity expressed by the speaker against our commitment to freedom of expression. We ultimately decided to post the video with access limited to those who could have attended the talk, the members of the Yale community, to emphasize that the ideas expressed by the speaker conflict with the core values of the Yale School of Medicine. We added the disclaimer, quote, "This video contains profanity and imagery of violence. Yale School of Medicine expects the members of our community to speak respectfully to one another and to avoid the use of profanity as a matter of professionalism and acknowledgement of our common humanity." Really? Yale School of Medicine does not condone imagery of violence or racism against any group. Well, people did not love the speech. They apparently, the response after she spoke was negative, and overwhelmingly negative. And that's what they report in the, it is a good thing, and it's a, but see, the problem, the reason nobody objected is it was a virtual presentation. She wasn't in the room. It was through on the internet, and people gathered to hear it, but they didn't necessarily gather to hear it together. Though I imagine there were some people at the medical school itself. Mostly people were tuned in at home. They were linked in. And that makes it a little bit more difficult to stand up and say, you know, this is really, really objectionable. And presenting to child psychiatrists this idea about fantasizing about killing people and shooting them in the head and everything that's wrong with white people, Kilanani, who is a forensic psychiatrist and psychoanalyst, said in an email over the weekend that her words had been taken out of context. Wait, I've read the whole thing here. How could they be taken out of context in an effort to control the narrative? She said her lecture had used provocation as a tool for real engagement. Too much of the discourse on race is a dry, bland regurgitation of new vocabulary words with no work in the unconscious, she said. And if you want to hit the unconscious, you will have to feel real negative feelings. I see. So the fact that people were regurgitating, but not things they had heard before, they were regurgitating breakfast. The fact that people were disgusted by this means she was utterly successful. Kilanani noted that her lecture had initially been well received. After she gave it, several attendees praised her comments on the online feed. The Yale School of Medicine said in a statement that after Kilanani's talk, several faculty members had expressed concern about what she had to say. And then they add this in the Times. Nicholas Christakis, who I mentioned before, a Yale professor of social and natural science, internal medicine, and biomedical engineering, he has several PhDs and an MD, was among those who criticized Kilanani's lecture. He said on Twitter that the views that Kilanani had expressed, which he referred to as racism, were deeply worrisome and counterproductive. Look, this is important. When a leading academic can assert openly that, yes, it is possible to have racism against white people, that's important. You know what else is important? A brand new government in Israel, just about to be approved, and lots of unease. We'll be talking to my brother Jonathan Medved in Jerusalem about what's going on coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Millions of people across the country are dealing with the heat wave. Milwaukee hit a record high 3 days in a row, and it got above 100 degrees in Sioux Falls, South Dakota over the weekend. New England is among the hot spots today as heat advisories are in place. Philadelphia also set to feel the heat early this week. The National Weather Service in Boston also taking the time to tweet to remind folks how dangerous the heat can be. They tweeted a graphic urging everybody to prevent heat-related deaths by looking in their cars before locking up. Vice President Kamala Harris is in Guatemala trying to get to the bottom of why there's a surge in illegal immigration from the Northern Triangle heading to the United States. She's holding a news conference with Guatemala's president and is also going to be meeting with community leaders to discuss issues on the ground. This is USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Whenever there's a major change after a long period of time with a single leader, there's a certain amount of unease, trepidation, not only in the country involved, but around the world. It's a situation with Israel. As everybody knows at this point, Bibi Netanyahu has been prime minister for 12 years this round. He was prime minister for 3 years before that. Altogether, he has served longer than any prime minister in Israel's history. But now a new government looks like it's on the way in. Many Americans are deeply confused about what's happening. Is this good news? Is this bad news? Is it good for Israel? Is it bad for Israel? To talk about that, nobody better that I personally want to speak to more than my own brother. Jonathan Medved is a very prominent Israeli business leader and thought leader. And his company, Our Crowd, I'm very pleased to say, has done very, very well. It's a crowd-sourced, high-tech startup funding. It's done very well for many of our listeners, and you can find out about that company going to OurCrowd at michaelmedved.com. John, I know that you know almost all the principals here who are involved in this current political musical chairs. It looks like Naftali Bennett is going to be the new prime minister. Good news, bad news, or not news yet?
Well, it's not news yet. Okay, it's going to take a few more days for this to finally manifest itself. But what I can tell you is it's going to be interesting news, especially for people like yourself, Michael, and anyone else who's involved in analysis and punditry and figuring out, you know, what's going on. Because if this new government does come into being, it's going to be really interesting. I've never seen anything like it before. There are eight parties that are coming together to create an unprecedented coalition. And it's not just the number of parties, because as you know, Israel has a rather fractious and call it hyper-democratic parliament, the Knesset. But these eight parties include three parties on the right wing, two parties on the extreme left wing. And when I talk about right wing, I mean, in some cases, more right wing than Likud. So you've got the extreme left, the extreme right coming together. You have two parties in the middle. And then for the first time ever in Israel's history, you have an Arab party, but not just any Arab party, an Islamist party joining this very fun and interesting coalition. Now, leading this charge is going to be Naftali Bennett, who actually heads a rather small party with seven seats compared to Bibi Netanyahu, has Likud, has 30 seats. He has a tiny little party, but he was agreed upon to be the first prime minister in a rotation deal, which will have him replaced after 2 years by Yair Lapid from There Is a Future party with his 18 seats. This is just going to be so wild and interesting. They today announced the principles on which the government can agree on, this new government. And I'll tell you, they are sidestepping all the important issues. Nothing about peace, nothing about religion and state, not much about the economy. Basically, what they could agree on was, we'll build in Jerusalem, we'll have electoral reform, and we'll finally pass a budget after 2 years without one.
Yeah, kind of the lack of a budget has been somewhat embarrassing. But generally, Bennett, before he went to Knesset, was in the high-tech sector, wasn't he? Wasn't he in cybersecurity?
Well, not only was he in cybersecurity and high-tech sector, and I don't know if you know this, but he built a company called Sciota, and his first investor was yours truly. My old fund, Israel Seed, which antedated our crowd, was the lead investor in Naftali's company. So I know him pretty well. He's a very competent guy. Very sharp, very hardworking, a man of principle. He grew up with parents who came from North America, grew up in California and elsewhere. He is a former member of the legendary commando unit called Sayeret Matkal, where also other prime ministers like Bibi Netanyahu and Ehud Barak had served. And I think he's going to be a very interesting figure to watch.
He should be able to talk in terms that Americans can relate to, though.
Very much so. I mean, he's been, you know, regularly interviewed on a variety of English-speaking TV, and he's usually quite interesting and quite good. He's a forceful advocate for Israel. His party, Yamina, consists of a partnership between him and a dynamic woman leader named Ayelet Shaked, has been on the right side, has attacked Netanyahu from the right, saying he's not being forceful enough against Hamas, not being forceful enough against encroachments on Israeli sovereignty. He made calls for Israel to assert its sovereignty over, you know, areas in Judea and Samaria when it seemed to be possible towards the end of the Trump administration before the Accords, the Abraham Accords. So it's just, I think it's just going to be real interesting because it basically is bringing together a bunch of parties who the only thing they can really agree on at the moment is get rid of Bibi. Except Bibi's not going anywhere. It sounds like, at least at the moment, he's going to lead the Likud into opposition. This governmental coalition, if it comes to be, will be resting on one single vote out of 120 members. So it's just the only thing I think which we can be sure of is there's going to be a lot of interesting politics and tons of news and excitement from Israel in the political area for the foreseeable future.
Okay, let me ask you this. I'm very interested in the Ra'am party, the Islamist party headed by Mansour Abbas, no relation to Mahmoud Abbas. But it's said to be an Islamist party. How do they feel about Iran?
not, you know, they're a Sunni Islamic, so I don't think they're in love with, you know, the Shiite Iran. It's a very fascinating story because basically what he is doing is really changing the way that Arab parties have always approached the Israeli political system. Arab parties have said, look, we're going to participate in Israeli politics. They all have the vote. And they elect every year, you know, somewhere in the 10 to 15% of the Israeli parliament. But through tradition, they've never served in the government. The argument used to be, well, you don't want to have to rely on Arab parties to make decisions to go to war, potentially, with Arab countries. But this time, you know, the Ram party has broken this down. It was actually wooed by both the Likud and the Change Bloc, which is the name of this coalition, to join with them. And he seems to be focused mostly, I don't think you can use the word pork in the Islamic concept, but in terms of, you know, getting money for his people, right, in the U.S. political context. It's basically, you know, getting as much budget and as much help for the, you know, important and sizable minority that, you know, Arabs represent in Israel. And I think that this will be a step up. I think it'll be also a good move to see Arabs taking governmental responsibility inside the Israeli context. I think he's a very sort of crafty politician. He broke away from the United Arab List.
Which wasn't so united. Jonathan, can you hang on for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, what I want to ask you about is what this means for America, for the Biden administration, and for a potential Trumpian comeback. That and more on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved Show, joined by my brother Jonathan Medved, who knows more about Israeli politics than anybody else I know. And we are just talking now about the very likely prospect. It seems almost a done deal, unless they can pry loose one member of this newly assembled coalition, that the Change Coalition, under the leadership of a new prime minister, Naftali Bennett, is going to take over in Jerusalem. One of the things about Bennett that I think confuses a lot of people is this government, as I understand it, will not have any of the religious parties participating in it. And yet, Prime Minister Bennett, the apparent prime minister coming in, is going to be the first Israeli prime minister ever to wear a yarmulke, to wear the traditional skull cap. He would also, would he not, be the first prime minister ever to be personally observant in an Orthodox sense of things. Is that right?
That's pretty correct. I mean, you know, other prime ministers had different degrees of religious observance, but he's the first one to, you know, be fully observant and to wear the skull cap. And you're right that being left out of the coalition at the moment are what we call the Haredi parties, who are the ultra-Orthodox, which is a fairly strong bloc of almost 20 members of Knesset, divided according to three parties. Who have traditionally been the, you know, strong allies of the Likud. They'll be sitting this one out. There's been some talk about trying to bring them in, but I think that would be simply unworkable. So in the meantime, I think
they could get together on social issues with the Arab Islamist Party, couldn't they?
There's going to be so much new developments. It's really, this is a complete game changer, Michael. The political system here is being reshuffled. If they can actually achieve some kind of electoral reform and add a regional component into our very democratic system, that will be really, really, you know, positive. But, again, unclear to what degree they're going to be able to move forward on any major electoral initiatives. But you know what? Some more surprising things have happened. Israel is the land of miracles, putting together the extreme right, the extreme left, you know, Arab Islamist party and centrist parties, all led by a high-tech entrepreneur like Naftali. This is a scenario that I don't think anybody anticipated, and we'll see it play out in the next couple of weeks and months and years, potentially.
Okay, last question. There's a lot of emphasis over here about personal chemistry between a prime minister and a president. Everybody knows the personal chemistry between Bibi Netanyahu and Barack Obama was awful. They hated each other's guts. They worked together when needed to, but did not get along. The appearance was that Netanyahu got along very well with President Trump. What do you think is the likely situation here, especially with really two heads? The foreign minister, incoming foreign minister, Yair Lapid, is the one who put together this whole crazy change coalition. How will Lapid and Bennett get along with Biden, do you suspect?
I think that there will be a continued strong relationship with the U.S. I think the Biden administration, at least from my perspective, has been very, very positive in terms of maintaining a strong support and relationship with Israel. I think the president himself is personally and sort of, just traditionally pro-Israel and a strong supporter. And I think that both Bennett and Lapid generationally represent a younger, very, very good English skills. Obviously, Bibi Netanyahu speaks perfect English, but both of these two guys are very Americanized, and I think that we're going to have good, strong relations. Now, obviously, there are issues to debate and discuss, such as the Iran situation, what's going to happen with the U.S. attempt to, restart the nuclear agreements there. But I think that there could be actually, even more coordination and more cooperation between the U.S. administration and the Israeli government going forward.
And budget by the end of the year?
Yeah, that they have to. I mean, they can't operate without a budget.
No,
the big news, I mean, that's been an embarrassment. But the big news is that there will be large allocations for Arab communities. I mean, that's the price of the Arab Islamist Party, which is a key element in this coalition. If they walk out, there is no coalition. And their primary price has not been about any kind of legislation or political stance, but give us the budget, and I think that's going to happen as well.
Yeah, and some of that budget has to do with dealing with apparently rising crime rates in Arab communities within Israel. Is that right?
Yes. I mean, there's a problem of illegal weapons in many of the Arab communities and a relatively high violent crime rate, and they've actually been asking the Israeli police to really crack down and to solve this. It's interesting, the minister who will be responsible for the police comes from the renewed sort of very left Labor Party. So we'll see how that works out. Okay, it might actually lead to more police action in the Arab sector, which would be a great thing.
And Avigdor Lieberman, the new finance minister, former bar bouncer from the former Soviet Union?
Avigdor Lieberman is a character and a very smart politician. He got his start working as the legendary chief of staff and confidant of Bibi Netanyahu, as did, by the way, Naftali Bennett. So many started with Bibi and then moved on. He leads the Russian Israel is Our Home Party, who are a strange combination of very, very right-wing on political war and peace issues and very, very progressive on religious issues, arguing for more secular Israel. And he's going to be our finance minister, and let's just hope that he, continues to essentially support the high-tech economy by staying pretty much out of, day-to-day decisions and puts money into infrastructure, which is important.
What is fascinating to me watching this is having grown up in the day when the Labor Party, the left-wing, a democratic socialist party, was completely dominant, is how much the whole country has moved over in a free market, strong, obviously very strong national defense, a party that would be a viewpoint that would be much more in line with Republicans in the United States. That's been going on for years, and it's fascinating to see it's a realization here. Last word on the new coalition?
Well, I mean, look, what you're talking about, I think, is a very important issue. I think that traditionally America and its relationship with Israel has been bipartisan. has been an issue which Democrats and Republicans can agree upon. And I think that we have a chance with this new change coalition that kind of bipartisan support gets strengthened. I think it's extremely important that Israel build bridges to the majority of the Democratic Party, which I don't think is represented by people like
Ilhan
AOC
Omar
and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I think that if that is a byproduct of this change coalition, that'll be good both for America and certainly good for Israel. And I'm hoping that's going to happen.
Yeah, which is a very, very important point. I know this is something. And you know who's very good on this issue is Lindsey Graham, who speaks every year to AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. And he makes the point that Israel cannot be a partisan issue. It's because you're not always going to have a partisan government in the direction that you might want. Jonathan Medved, who is the CEO and founder of Our Crowd, which gives you an advance to a chance to do what I just found out that Naftali Bennett did once upon a time, that Jonathan did once upon a time in Naftali Bennett's company, which is to be part of Startup Nation and to be part of some very exciting startups. You could actually read about what they're doing and why they're so promising and why they have the power to change the world, and you have the ability to be part of it. Go to michaelmedved.com. Take a look at Jonathan's company. That's a great prospect and great possibility. At michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Our Crowd. And Jonathan, congratulations on the new additions to your family. And we just saw the new song by your daughter and son-in-law that was posted. And it's all wonderful and makes me so proud as a brother on this side of the world in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.